Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. Obviously, today's main thing is going to be everything related to so-called, I don't know, the event previously known as elections in Russia. That's the main part, because some other things have happened too, but that's the main one. Well, it all started very weird, since if you're listening to this on St. Patrick's Day, then yeah, this is the main day of all the protests and all the elections, although they have been going on for 2 days already. And, well, the first fun part is the fact that apparently it is now illegal to actually be voting against Mr. Putin. Because why would you? See, Stanislav Andreychuk, the co-chair of the independent election watchdog, Golos, reported Thursday that election observers from Russia's regional civic chambers have been given instructions for identifying participants of the Noon Against Putin protest, in which voters who oppose Vladimir Putin plan to go to the polls exactly at noon on today. That is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Not like they celebrate that in Russia, but still. Andreychuk shared the memo purportedly sent out by the civic chamber in the Sverdlovsk region that advises poll workers to look out for voters with Navalny symbols, those white, blue, white flags, Ukrainian flags, and pacifist symbols, as well as voters who exhibit, and this is glorious, nervous behavior upon seeing police officers. The document also lists artificial crowd building, loud and aggressive behavior, and campaigning for Navalny or against Putin and the war as signs as that the voter is part of the protest. At noon today, the memo says, the election monitors should film two videos covering as much of the territory and people as possible, both inside and outside each polling station. If more than three people accumulate in a single area in front of a polling station, the document advises observers to call the police. If the people gathering arouse suspicion, the memo calls for police to check their documents. Now, three people gathering, it's always a funny thing, which reminds me of this very old Soviet era joke, which is very stupid about how, you know, the cops are very dumb. It was it went like this. Why do cops always walk around in like threes, in troikas? Well, there is one to read, and then there is another one to write. Okay, but what does the third one do? Well, he needs to stare over and look over those both intellectuals. It's kind of like that. You know, they still can't even do that. And they cannot even prohibit anything. The weirdest part is the fact that it's nothing illegal. You can't really be arrested, and I wonder what's going to happen today on noon when the people who just arrived to vote on noon didn't even know about the whole protest action or anything. But yeah, warning was issued. The Moscow prosecutor's office issued a warning to any voters who plan to participate in this Noon Against Putin initiative, and quote, please note, neither the public mass events in question nor their locations have been approved by city authorities as required by law. The statement reads, organizing and participating in these mass events are therefore punishable in accordance with the current legislation of the Russian Federation. Illegal actions, the warning continued, could obstruct citizens' ability to freely exercise their electoral rights for the work of electoral commissions. An offense punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Yeah, this whole thing was devised by Navalny and all his supporters, but this was supposed to happen. This is supposed to happen today. And that's a bit weird. But meanwhile, you know, Russia is the only place where elections are actually happening in 3 days, because why not? And the voting is irregular. But it's all sort of weird. There was a weird situation when the lines actually opened. Yekaterina Shulman, a Russian politician scientist, said before these elections even started, she stated about the lines in the early mornings outside the whole thing. Quote, in the second half of the 1930s, a Soviet tradition emerged. The more loyal you were, the earlier you arrived. In Stalin's era, one had to line up at 4 a.m. And yeah, lines started forming outside polling stations in Siberia and the Far East long before voting was officially open. In Moscow, at the early days on Friday, there was also an unusually high number of people trying to vote right at the start of the election. The portal for remote electronic voting moved users into an electronic line. However, well, all of this is just because people are being pressured into voting. The same Andrejchuk states, quote, "People come to work and are forced to vote and report back," he said. "The first day of voting has started and everything is unfolding exactly as we predicted. Since early morning, a huge number of people have been voting under coercion. There are no independent observers and there are efforts to thwart exit polls." Authorities are also kind of resorting to more conventional, traditional for Russia methods of encouraging voter turnout. Costume characters were spotted spreading cheer at polling stations as well as sentimentally casting their votes. It's all like so stupid and childish. But the elections, of course, haven't gone without their own troubles. Because, oh boy, it's been 2 days and it's getting great. See, as of today, and this is the early March 17th, we have a lot of weird situations. Multiple Russians have been arrested for pouring ink into ballot boxes. And a St. Petersburg woman threw a Molotov cocktail at a polling station. That was just weird. In the Telegram channel Baza, it was found out that a woman in Moscow poured what we call the brilliant green thing. It's sort of a green acetic liquid that you use to cauterize wounds and disinfect them while shouting pro-Ukraine slogans. Witnesses reportedly said that someone appeared to be giving her instructions over the phone, which seems very unrealistic, but still. Moscow investigative committee obviously launched a felony case against the woman. Residents reportedly also poured green dye into ballot boxes at two precincts in Voronezh region. Police said that two people, ages 58 and 66, have been charged with felonies. Similar stunts were reported in Rostov region and Karchay-Cherkessia. Russian Central Election Commission Deputy Chair Nikolai Bulayev stated, quote, "Ink was poured into ballot boxes in two subjects. It's being done by both men and women." In St. Petersburg, a 21-year-old woman was arrested after throwing a Molotov cocktail under the front steps of a school building that contained two polling stations. This is just all weird, total nonsense. And of course, massive fraud has been already collected and everything. We have evidence that literally not just people stuffing the ballots have been noticed. No. It's even weirder. You see, for some reason, I don't know how you guys vote in the States. You use machines, probably. Over here in Latvia, we have these lists, and then you kind of check them, and then you put them in an envelope, and then you throw the envelope into the whole ballot machine. Well, not machine, but like, you know, the box, really. And apparently, a person got arrested. And this is all like tons of news from Telegram and everywhere. A person got arrested because apparently he had, well, ruined his kind of vote for just like typing on his vote, Putin is a murderer, and just checking everyone, just ruining the ballot, you know. And he was arrested, which is kind of interesting since that's kind of weird since... How? Because he got arrested. Because apparently in Russia you just fold up your piece of paper on which you vote and you throw it into the box, and it had accidentally unfolded and someone saw it and he got arrested because of that. Now I listened to this being commented by some lawyers because this is so wrong on so many ways. Technically, you know, it's his vote and you cannot judge people and you cannot arrest people by how they voted, by what you see how they voted in the boxes. And of course there have been insane amounts of fraud all over the place, but this is just going insane. Putin himself voted in the most bizarro way. See, this is one thing that I like throw at Estonians. Like Russia uses electronic voting system, and not like in the sense that you have to go and touch the machine things. No. You log in with your credentials on your home computer or whatever computer and you vote. And the problem is that, as we all know, Putin does not use smartphones. He does not use internet. He reads internet in his 17 paper, you know, paper about kind of paper reports from various secret services. But he recorded the video where he enters his like office, sits next to the computer, does exactly a single click, which is literally impossible, but if you know how the system works, and then smiles and waves to the camera. They couldn't even make that look believable. Meanwhile, they're just arresting people and threatening people. And apparently, yeah, if you go and vote on a certain time, then that's crime now. And I'm thinking, how can this even be? I should even stop really caring or asking or whatever. Yeah, but sadly, well, elections are elections, but sadly, on the 15th of March, apparently, Russian missile strikes struck Odessa again. Have to talk about the sad part as well. They killed 20 people, injured more than 70. According to the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office, the attack occurred on Friday at 11 a.m. local time. Several emergency workers were listed among the casualties. They bombed and then they rebombed so that, you know, it was a delayed blast. So that first people were bombed and then those guys who were running to rescue them, they also were bombed. Two waves of missile strikes as well. Just to kill the rescuers. Many, many of these people were injured there. And that's yet another war crime, which is just sad. And especially since you know my love for this. But sadly, that's not like the only story. I mean, I've been in contact with people because right now there's going to be another United Nations report about Russian war crimes and especially the torture of people in Avdiivka and a lot of places. And, you know, the previous United Nations report about what Russians did in Kherson, it was one of the darkest episodes, and I actually cried while doing that. And yeah, there are things there which you know, I feel jaded already in my own life, but I had to double check if I can speak about them, and this is going to be heart-wrenching and everything. One thing that we know is that was like a couple of weeks ago or something, but you know, that's one of the news which I just try to normally not tell you guys. There was a situation where apparently, you know, Chechens, the Kadyrovs, the Ahmad battalion, not the fake one in TikTok, but the one that, you know, which has almost no Chechens in it, that is the fighting. They have their own, you know, as they call it, exchange reserves, right? And they had captured Ukrainian POWs and they had just kept them out on the streets and they had beaten them up. And they had just, you know, intentionally damaged them and kept them frozen and just beaten up so severely that they just decided to, you know, it would be easier to just amputate all their limbs. So they left two Ukrainian captives just limbless after they were beaten and kept freezing instead of being shown any medical emergencies. Yeah, stuff like that. It's going to be rough, but I think I have to do it, because it's going to be one of those very much, very much sad situations. Meanwhile, for some reason, somehow, the whole attack in the Belgorod region, where Russians are fighting other Russians, this whole raid is just still going on, but no one's posting any real information, except that we now know for sure, we have seen that actual Russian troops, like Russian, like Putin's Russian troops, they have been captured. There are fights going on. It's gone to the point where Putin himself actually came out and spoke about this, but you can't believe anything he says. And the guys who are doing the action there, they're not posting too much of information, and you can't know what's going on actually there, what's reliable and what's not. But yeah, that's still going on. Which is the weirdest thing ever. It's just so strange. It's sort of one of the most secret military events I have seen lately, but I know that's happening, and I know that people are actually, you know, taken captive. We will see how this turns out. It's going to be hopefully fun TM, so to speak. So yeah, today at noon, we'll see what's going to happen there. What's going to go on in all these places with the protest, if someone's going to come and what's going to happen. Russia is still not even pretending to be democracy and being even worse than it has ever been. There are blatant liberty crushes ever. There are some people who are like observing this and they're like from Eritrea, which is dictatorship, and I don't even know. Just so silly. But yeah, we have some serious crimes. People are being prohibited from voting. And yeah, United Nations report. I wanted to put a lot of that stuff in this episode, but I called up my people in Ukraine and they told me to just wait until the report officially comes out in full. That is going to be another super depressing episode, but it's ready. It's ready, and I guess that's the good part. We're going to go and do some Soviet, more of the Soviet maps, by the way. If you don't know about the Soviet maps, join our Discord or just type to me on email or Patreon, because we found a place in Old Town Riga where a store had apparently accessed an abandoned Soviet military base and just grabbed a bunch of their maps. It's a maps, and they, you know, one thing led to another. Now we have a bunch of Soviet maps of other places. I mean, Soviet military maps of basically everywhere except Australia for some reason. I don't know why they don't have Australia, but they have United States. Like everything of the world where Soviets wanted to conquer, all of that. And we're just, you know, trying to help people get them. So if you want those, message us and we'll give you all the info, or just, you know, come and hang out on the Discord. Secondly, if you want to support the show, just in case, then please join our Patreon. patreon.com/theeasternborder, or you can just click the donate button on theeasternborder.lv. Finally, well, as usual, thank you for listening, and thank you for being with us in these dire times, and I don't even know, more than 2 years. So many days. Getting a bit hard, really. But yeah, this is about it for today. До свидания, товарищ. Thank you, dear supporters, for helping us out. And as always, remember, happiness is mandatory.